In Jerusalem, the Israeli Knesset, or parliament, convened its winter session today. Inside the chamber, politicians debated the uncertain direction of the peace process. Outside the parliament building, a group of peace activists staged a raucous demonstration. The protest was organized by Peace Now. For nearly two decades, the group has been a critic of governments in Israel. The peace process had muted its voice, but the recent violent clashes between Israelis and Palestinians have brought them out in force to criticize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's policies. Some in Israel's peace movement are now considering more creative forms of protest, but the Israeli government has warned them not to go too far. From Jerusalem, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The group Peace Now has perfected the art of the protest rally. Its events, like this one in Jerusalem, are part political statement, part rock concert. They feature Israel's top musicians and thousands of teenagers waving peace banners and singing peace tunes. Rallies like this one represent a revival for Peace Now. During the past 4 years, there's been little to protest against. The group's objectives and those of Israel's governing Labor Party were virtually identical. But after the election of right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and after last month's violent clashes in the West Bank and Gaza, protests like this one have become much more common.
There are many demonstrations now. Day after day, the people are going out because we feel we are fighting for our life now. I think in a democratic regime, in a democratic country, the street has a lot of power. We will demonstrate, we will be out in the streets every day till Netanyahu will change his policy.
That's the only thing what we can do, to come and protest. And we hope the people will come to their senses.
Peace Now is Israel's largest and oldest peace movement. It was founded in 1978, but made its mark after Israel's 1982 invasion of Lebanon. At that time, it organized huge peace rallies, rallies that were at least partly responsible for Israel's decision to eventually withdraw its troops from Lebanon. The group then focused its protest against Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. Then, in 1993, the Oslo Peace Accord was signed, and Peace Now lacked any real purpose. The activist group had nearly activated itself out of existence.
We were, last year this time, thinking about how we were going to be able to close shop. And I mean that very, very literally.
Galia Golan is a spokeswoman for Peace Now.
We saw peace coming. We could taste it. We had finally believed that it was actually going to happen. And now it's a tremendous disappointment. Tremendous disappointment, and the feeling that we have to go back to a place that we thought we'd already left far behind us.
Peace Now says its membership roster has grown in recent months. Hardly a day goes by without some sort of Peace Now event somewhere in Israel. But the group is beginning to question whether its conventional means of protest are as effective as more radical tactics employed by some of Israel's other left-wing groups. The more mainstream group Peace Now says it will confine itself to legal protests, but spokeswoman Galia Golan says her group is considering more creative ways to do that.
In a democracy, you're in a political game, and you have to use whatever methods you can to get the point across to the government.
One left-wing politician, Dedi Zucker of the Meretz Party, has compiled a list of creative protests that he hopes will generate more publicity and eventually more pressure on the Netanyahu government.
People will say, hey, I'm ready to stop working for 4 hours, even if I lose some money, in order to show the government that I'm against something, that I'm pro something else.
Among Zucker's other proposals, calling strikes on college campuses, urging drivers to stop their cars at a certain time of day, all nonviolent and, he says, perfectly legal. But the Israeli government doesn't agree and has warned the protest groups not to go too far. Limnor Livnat, Israel's communications minister, says some members of Israel's left wing have forgotten an important fact about last May's elections. They lost.
Democracy is knowing that you are once in coalition and in the government, and once you can find yourselves in opposition, and still you can argue, you can say what you believe in, but still you have to accept the government as a legitimate government, because that's what the people of Israel voted for.
Israel's largest peace movement says it plans on stepping up protests against the Netanyahu government, but will be careful not to cross the line into illegal, even violent demonstrations, something that would no doubt reflect poorly on a group that calls itself Peace Now. This is Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.